would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers, Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Lori Walker, allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is New Beginnings, and today's topic is Action Creates Awesome. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trance Channel for Archangel Metatron, and Awakened Healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And we would love to invite you to join us over on Om Times Experts Learn It Live. I am teaching a class on manifesting, and this week we are focusing on health, manifesting miracles of health in 2017. And that link is www.bit.do/manifesting. Again, that's www.bit.do/manifesting. Alrighty, let's go ahead and get started here today. I'm going to ring the tinksha bells to clear out any lower vibrations and create a pure sacred space for trance channeling. And then I'm going to have you just take three nice deep breaths with me. Let's try that again. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here this day. Just allowing yourself to relax even deeper, being bathed in this beautiful vibrational frequency, this beautiful Metatronic energy that is created here for you today. Feel the love and support you have of the angelic realm. As they come here now to assist you, to help you remember, to help you awaken, to help you expand into the truth of your being. And we would like to speak with you today about inspired action in your life. There is a difference between simply taking action and taking action from a space of inspiration. Inspiration is driven from the space of your spiritual self, from the space of God, the divine source energy, the universe. Action itself is oftentimes driven by ego. So as you ponder decisions that you are inclined to make, we would like you to become aware of the different energetic frequencies of inspired action versus ego-driven action. Discernment is not always easy, and that is why we come here today, to help you to discern the difference, to help you become aware that there is a difference. And when you define that there are two roads that you can take when it comes to action in your life, that in and of itself helps with discernment. The next step in discernment is becoming aware of how you are feeling in taking the action that you desire, in choosing the options. If you are taking action out of fear, or someone is pushing you or influencing their will upon you, that is likely ego-driven action. If you are taking action from a space of opening to your highest good, a space filled with love and trust and faith. This space isn't always free of fear. This space sometimes feels like stepping off a ledge, but trusting that the staircase will be shown or revealed as you move forward. So this is a space of divine order. This is a space of surrender. And so, as you examine these two roads, you can feel the difference in the vibrational frequency that they hold. And this is a key to discernment. How are you feeling emotionally as you explore in your mind what that action feels like? Never take action when there is discomfort within your body. Oftentimes, your body is a signal, a gauge, a meter to indicate whether you are moving in the right path or veering off to the left. So if you have a major decision in your life and you suddenly come down with a migraine, or your back goes out, these are physical symptoms that are trying to indicate to you that this is not the time to take that action. Your body will be in harmony with your inspired action. Again, it may not always be completely free of anxiety or butterflies in your stomach, but for the most part, your body will feel comfortable and at ease. There will be a sense of inner knowing. A sense of calm. Allow yourself to ground into this truth and to trust that you are exactly where you need to be at this particular moment in time. Rise above the chaos of this world and remember your magnificence. Inspired action is a divine gift. Open your heart to receive these gifts now. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. This is Julie Geigel, and you can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler and Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
This is Susan Schuler. In life, intention is everything, and I make each of my handmade soy candles and smudging sprays just for you. Go to mediumsusan.com for details.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Have you picked up your free gift yet? You can download my chakra clearing meditation from my website at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. Thank you, Julie Geigel, for that beautiful channel from Metatron. Wow. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides, whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. Jacob first stepped forward during my initial Reiki attunement several years back, and he is now whom I call on to access the Akashic Records. These records are often where I gain my information during past life readings and psychic readings. As a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, I do readings for clients in person and on the phone and with Skype all over the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations around LA and in other parts of the country too. I'll be in Western New York the last 2 weeks in February doing demonstrations and one-on-one readings, and I'm very excited to announce that Lori Walker and I will be doing a demonstration with Chris Drew in March in Santa Ana, California. Chris is an international British medium and tutor at the world-famous Arthur Findlay College. He spent time also on the London stage and is not only an amazing medium, but very enthusiastic and funny. Aside from my one-on-one readings, I also do small group readings and teach classes. I'm a big believer in setting intentions and make wonderful scented soy intention candles as well. All the details for any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Susan Schuler Psychic Medium. We are also accepting live calls at 202-570-7057, so please feel free to call. So let me switch gears as I start to tap into Jacob. The word inspiration gives the connotation that there is a special force behind the action of this word, one that is divine, exalted, and special. And we are here to remind you of this before we begin the crux of today's channel. Therefore, forget not that to have inspired action, realizing it comes from a source higher than your human force, it will, of course, come from a place of a higher and more exalted frequency. This is where we see many of you stumbling with the concept of living a life of inspired action, and feel this is where we are called to begin today's message. Beautiful beings of light, we are so pleased to be with you today as you unfold yourselves with greater depth and clarity into being able to remember who you are, the majestic soul beings of light that you are. Rather, than those often sluggish human forms with their ego-based needs. Yes, it is clear that some of you have much greater understanding of this concept than others. But we see the changes of the whole and are still pleased by your tenacity and bravery as you grow in this period of your development. Fully understand, the more of you that learn of controlling your ego, the easier it will be for the whole of you to answer your lives from your soul. And that, of course, is your connection to the divine source, the great I am of all there is. This is where the divine spark of inspired action will spring forth. Yes, we realize you are of the physical form and live in your material world. But if you are too much of this world, you will be easily fooled because you will disable your ability to see anything deeper than simply your here and now. You will walk your daily life living in a matrix and fully believing this illusion. It is not as if you will fail the test of life on earth, for this situation is part of your assignment's challenge, but you will never be able to attain any grades higher than a C in this school called life. We continue to come your way because we wish for you to be all you can truly become. And if you only choose to connect into your physical human bodies, you will be like an expert archer who continues to miss his mark time and time again. Why do you continue to doubt yourselves, your abilities, your actions? Because you continue to miss this divine piece of yourselves. As energetic, spiritual, and human beings, every single one of you resonates at a certain frequency. We have explained before that different dimensions have different frequencies as well. And even our higher realms have many different frequencies. For do not think that once you leave your human bodies, that you will then be all-knowing and understanding at that time. For it simply is not so. Only the divine source of all that is all-knowing. Yes, you are weighted down by your human body. But there is much you can do to allow you to better tap into this divine source and unplug from this matrix of which you live. Speeding up your frequency is how this is done. But it is not a one-time thing. For much like one has a meditative practice or a yoga practice, it must be done often and with mindful intention as a practice. If you continue to only live within the earth plane, your actions will only come from a place of the ego, and we wish far more for you than that. Allowing your vibrations to resonate at a higher level is the key for you to be able to better understand the messages from the divine sources. Whether your guides, angels, interstellar beings, and all the other forms. Many times we send message after message, but only to land on deaf ears because you are so busy living of your world. We are saddened by the many who are missing opportunities for growth, both for others and of themselves. Many of those who are the poorest on your planet are really the most wealthy, for they understand what it truly is to live a life of inspired action. Even as we say these words, we see many of you still scratch your heads as you attempt to grasp this concept. It is simple. Realize you are first and foremost a spiritual being. Connect to the place of your spiritual essence through practices that will allow you to remember this often. Quiet those human minds so you can connect and feel the presence of God that resides within each of you, knowing that it all begins, as with your human life, with the breath. Listen. You must then allow. Yes, we said allow yourself the space to listen. We find it curious that so many of you just talk, 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 and never pause for breath to listen. But if you only quiet your minds in this practice and listen not, you will remain in the dark, unaware if your actions are inspired or simply coming from a place of your little child ego, doing your imitation of Veruca Salt from your Willy Wonka movie. It is indeed true that prayer is speaking to God, but forget not that meditation is time to listen in return. If your minds are never still, the only place you will receive guidance is from that spoiled child ego of yours. The ego has its time and place. Yes, this is so, but we call on you because those of you who are hearing this message are already conscious of much. Once again, let us focus on your need to listen and then to hear. You will use your vibrational energetic bodies to do this as well, which is why we first spoke of your need to operate of that of the highest vibration possible for your human bodies. For the higher this is, the easier it will be for you to hear our messages. There is so much for you to do at this time to not only help with your own personal goals, the goals you set to achieve during this life, but also the planetary goals you have agreed to help with as well. There is much more at stake today than you realize, for this is why many of you brave souls agreed to be here, here and now. And when you unplug yourselves from this matrix, you can feel the energy shift, which allows you to connect and answer to the higher natures of your being. This is Susan Schuler. You can find me at mediumsusan.com. Please stay tuned for Lori Walker, who will be channeling Rialta.
Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like to know the secret to manifesting? Join our next Manifesting Mastermind to create miracles of health, wealth, love, and joy. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Why wonder when you can know? Hi, this is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you get the answers. Schedule an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
Hi, this is Lori Walker. Would you like to receive daily inspiration? Join me on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker psychic medium healer.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Lori Walker. Thank you, Susan Schuler, for that wisdom from Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. I'd like to take a moment to just introduce myself. I'm Lori Walker, and I'm a psychic medium, a trance channel for the angelic realm, and a spiritual counselor. I'm also a fourth-generation medium on my mother's line. Additionally, I am a registered nurse, nurse practitioner, and nurse midwife, and I've been delivering baby spirits to families for 30 years. Now, as a spiritual medium, I consider myself a midwife to spirit, bringing spirit to your family. I'd love to connect with you at www.loriwalker.com, and that's Lori spelled L-O-R-R-I, walker.com. Also, you can follow me for some inspirational thoughts on Instagram and Facebook at Lori Walker Psychic Medium Healer. Oh, and pick up your free gift of a lovely chakra clearing meditation at my website. Again, that's www.loriwalker.com. Okay, so now I'd like to ask Rialta to come forward as I'm going to just connect with her and just give me a moment. Dearest ones, again, we have great gratitude for this opportunity to share with you concepts from our perspective. The question today, which our channel, Lori, puts forward for us is, how will one know if a desire has been inspired by God, Goddess, all that is, or is it something else? Perhaps our ego. We suggest to you that you have an internal navigation system. A GPS, if you will. This is actually powered by your emotions, your anticipation and joy will point you in the direction of your path. Having faith will pave your path. One of your great men, Martin Luther King, said, "Faith is taking the next step without seeing the staircase." This is a man who peacefully led many, and a great many souls looked to him for inspiration for their safety while on their path. Listen to his words and know that it is the same concept which we put before you at this time. Each step or stair will be made known to you as the time is appropriate. When you are inspired, know that the universe or God has the solution, knows the solution. Following your internal navigation system, your GPS, your emotions have faith. Having faith will lead you in a direction for your desire. We say a direction, for there are many paths, some straight and some with more turns, and shall we say more scenery? But do you feel the inspiration? Do you feel the invigoration, the anticipation? That is which is your guide. This, my dear, is how you will know whether you have been inspired, for your actions will feel light to you. The desire to proceed will feel light, and you will meet with these tasks with great anticipation and an opportunity to create that which you desire. Remember, dear ones, that fun is important for the journey as well, to feel happy in your journey. For the destination is truly but one more day in how you spend your days. How will you create your days? Do you grasp what we speak of here? We speak of taking every day as an opportunity to feel joy, to feel pulled in the direction of your desire. As you get closer and closer to your desire, you will continue to have joy, have appreciation for your journey. Yes, have appreciation for your journey. Let it be so that each day is a creation of the joy which you anticipate you will experience when you reach your destination. Do you know that you never reach the end? Your life is but one creation after another. So, how will you proceed in your journey of creation? We recommend that it is with love, hope, and joy, for that is what you seek. For if there is no joy and love for that which you seek, we ask, who is it you seek this destination for? Again, we ask, for if there is no joy and no love for the journey or the outcome, whose goal is this? If you have no joy and no inspiration, it is for naught. You have wasted your time. Because your time is meant to have joy, you are meant to experience joy. You are meant to be the creator, the alchemist of your life. Yes, we have spoken about this before. For if there is no joy in your alchemy, your creation, it is for naught. You have wasted your time. You're on someone else's path. If your path is laden with joy and with laughter, anticipation, appreciation, then you will know by your own GPS system that you are on the right path. We remind you that you have been given your own GPS system, which is powered by your emotions. That which feels good is the arrow pointing towards your happiness and joy. That which feels like drudgery is not. For joy and happiness is what you have come here to experience. It is not to say that the road will have no roadblocks or disappointments or frustrations, but knowing and feeling your inspiration and the appreciation for the exhilaration will help identify the rightness of your path. Now we know there are mundane things in your life, which you may say, but that doesn't bring me joy. Perhaps washing dishes does not bring me joy. Pulling weeds does not bring me joy. We say there are things that increase the joy during these times, doing things which you consider necessary. How can you make it joyful? Perhaps music, singing a song, doing a job with someone else, perhaps telling a joke for every 5 weeds you pull, perhaps sing a new song together, perhaps having music playing will make the experience a bit more joyful or a little sweeter, perhaps listening to something to make you laugh while doing the mundane. Do you see how you can be the alchemist? You can make the creation sweet or sour. We encourage you to make it as you please. You may take the time in testing these concepts for yourself. One day, trying to make the task sweet, and another day, allowing the process to be sour. Then you will know that you have choice. It is for you to decide. How will you proceed? For it is your action that will stir the pot. Shall we say? How will you steer your pot? What special ingredients will you add to make this experience all the sweeter? What special ingredients will you add to make the experience all the sweeter? Perhaps a phone call to a distant friend or family member when you're folding laundry or walking the dog. How can you make your day sweeter? What sweet outcome will you create today? We leave you with these thoughts to consider today. With much love and joy is sent to you. So we had some technical difficulties today, so we'll be skipping the 4th segment. But we want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Our archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on omtimesradio.com. Don't forget to join us on Facebook in the Angel Talk Tuesday break room, where we post our favorite quotes of the show. Remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. And until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Lori Walker, Julie Geigel, and Susan Schuler, helping you to connect with your own angelic team.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel. Would you like a free psychic reading? Become a member of our inner circle and get a free reading today. Sign up at juliegeigel.com.
Hi, this is Susan Schuler. Have you stopped by my website to download your free mini grounding meditation? Do so now at mediumsusan.com.
Would you like to speak with an angel? Hi, I'm Lori Walker, a trance channel for Rialta from the angelic realm. Book your session now at loriwalker.com.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.